Hi there, this is Reverend Todd Farnsworth of the Briarcliff Congregational Church, and you're listening to BCC To Go, a weekly podcast that explores faith through the lens of the Briarcliff Congregational Church. I have a confession to make. I am sitting in the parking lot of a grocery store parking lot this afternoon, and I have just been putting off this conversation with you. It's awkward. I don't know what to say, but I just have to say it. Have you ever felt like that? Like you just don't want to have a conversation about something. You don't want to talk to somebody about something that's really, really important. I know I've had those times with my children, and when they were growing up, and they'd ask kind of awkward questions, and I'd go, "Oh, I'll get back to you a little bit." And then I've had those times when circumstances have come up, and I've had something important that I need to communicate to somebody, and I just didn't know the right way to say it, and I just didn't have the perfect time to say it, and if I was lucky, I didn't miss the moment. And I was able to go back or go forward and actually have that conversation with the person I needed to talk to. Well, Jesus had that time, the Bible tells us, when, near the end of his life, when he had an important conversation with his friends. In the Gospel of John, we hear that Jesus is talking to them and he says, "You know, my time is coming to a close, and you look a little nervous about that, and I want you to know that I'm not going to leave you hanging high and dry. I'm sending somebody who's going to take care of you, and I want you to be filled with peace." That was pretty comforting words that Jesus had to lay on his friends. And the program that we're going to be running at BCC next Monday and Tuesday, you can go to either workshop, is about having that kind of conversation with people we love. It's about end-of-life conversations, the kind of stuff where we talk about, you know, who we'd like to have with us when we die, where we'd like to be when we die if we get a choice, and what kind of measures we'd like to have put into place so that we could feel comfortable and cared for. It's the kind of conversations that are hard to have. And so this workshop that we're going to be offering is an opportunity for you to come and to practice, to think about the different things you'd like to tell somebody who you care about, somebody who you trust with that information. We'll talk about what you need to have in place as far as, putting your thoughts in order, for that conversation, you know, who is it that I want to talk to? Where would be a good place to talk to them? When would be a good time to have that conversation? We'll talk about some of the nuts and bolts things like, would I like to have extraordinary measures taken to keep me alive? Or would I like to be alone when I die? Would that be more important to me because I'm a kind of private person and that would bring me the most comfort just to have a peaceful time as I pass? We're going to have that conversation, and trust me when I say we will probably laugh a lot. I know it doesn't sound like one of those kind of things that you would laugh about, but it's just so awkward having the conversation, and there's so many ways that we can mess it up. It just leads to levity, trust me. I've had lots of conversations like this with lots of people as a minister through the years, and I've heard people tell me just extraordinary things, from the music they want at their funeral to, "Oh Lord, don't let them open the casket," to, "Hey, I want a party when I go. I want you guys to celebrate." So it's important that we have these conversations, even if they make us a little bit uncomfortable. And so the workshop will involve watching a short film that kind of introduces the idea of talking to our loved ones. We'll go through a workbook that we'll provide to you that will take you through some questions that you can answer. It's important that you know that you don't have to have all the answers right now of how you want things set up. When your time comes to die or when you get into that situation. But I would suggest you bring a pencil instead of a pen to fill out your workbook. Because truth is, your answers may change as time rolls on and as life unfolds for you. You may have people who right now you think would be your most trusted folks might turn out not to be the ones you want to be with you in the end. And so bring a pencil so that you can scratch that out or erase it and make new notes as your life unfolds. What's most important is by recording these things, you leave a record for people who really do care about you so that in the event that you can't communicate with them, you can't tell them in person what it is you'd like to have happen, they'll be able to know when they read this form what it was that you were about and what it was that you wanted to have happen. I think we can all agree that we want to care for people when they're going through that difficult transition from life into death and into new life. And so having these conversations can help us to give the best caring possible to the people we love. I remember a few years ago, we had to have this conversation with my father-in-law, who was very sick, and he told us some of the things about his life that he wanted to have remembered. He wrote down some of the songs that he wanted to have sung at his funeral, and it was a great opportunity for us to tell each other that we loved each other. It wasn't an easy conversation, but it was really a beautiful and a sacred conversation. I hope you'll come and take part in the conversation workshop that we're offering at BCC Monday evening, May 21st at 7:30 in the Eastman Room, which is right inside the church building, or on Tuesday morning we'll be offering the program again, and it will be an opportunity for you to come to pick up a workbook, to practice with some people who are all in the same boat as you, trying to figure out, how am I going to talk about this stuff? And who am I going to talk about this stuff with? And perhaps by practicing, it'll make it a little easier when we finally go to have that conversation with that special whoever it is in our life. Jesus was fortunate to be surrounded by his friends as his life came to an end, and he was able to share with them his thoughts, his wishes, his hopes for them. My hope for you is that you'll be able to come to this workshop and learn about ways in which you can hold a similar conversation with the people who you love. Well, that's all I have for today, and I think the police are starting to notice that I'm hanging out here in the parking lot, so I probably should sign off. And thanks for listening to BCC To Go, and I hope I see you on either Monday or Tuesday, May 21st or the 22nd, for our workshop on the introduction to the conversation. Thanks for listening, and have a peaceful day.